The senior wills.
Little but sharp brain and little but pliant volleyball body will. My sleeping ability to Mr. Peters. Then whenever I fall asleep, he doesn't have to say, Kikuko, how can you sleep so much? I wish I could sleep like that. The fat on my waist to step on because you can see, can't you? My sharp brain to my physics class friends so they can continue to make the teacher confused and let him postpone those tests as we did this year. A little bit of my straight hair to Masa now to help the improvement of his bombadil hair. My slender golden legs to Takeshi. Then he never will miss the ball in front of the goal. And especially, I give him all my heart to protect him from junior girls. No, I mean protect junior girls from him. At the end, thank Mr. Peters, Ms. Goss, Mr. and Mrs. Brunel, Mrs. Rast, Mr. Fast, Mr. Thiessen, Mrs. Davis, and other pocket teachers. Thank you very much. I, Steve Cunliffe, of blank blank mind and blank blank body, that's how Missy said we're supposed to start our senior will, do hereby, henceforth, endow, bestow, bequeath, and will the following. To Sherry, I will my math grades, any pictures I may have of Jairo, and my tendency to think before I speak. To George, I will my speech-making ability and my NHS membership. To Shauna, I will my ability to eat all I want without gaining weight.
That was sweet, Steve.
That's, I want her to be able to eat a lot slowly. To Masanao, I will my ability to walk at Pyle without falling off the edge of the road. And I will him my American vocabulary and accent. To Diana, I will my writing talent so she can write her first religious bestseller, A Study of David. I dedicate and will the following poem to Steve Berkland, written in loving memory of him. I know that I'm a kraut, but I do not eat the Brussels sprout. To Slim Christina, I will my healthy appetite. To Roger, I will my romantic deep blue eyes. The eyelashes are optional accessories if you want them, Roger. To Johnny, I will my 1 year and several months of piano practice. Along with that, I will him my Andre Crouch tapes. To Johnson, I will my ability to grow a mustache. Somebody will get there, Johnson. To Nita, I will my naturally curly blonde hair. To Bobby, I will my position as the president of the senior class. And Jamie, I will to you my pros and cons. On the other hand, looking at it another way, maybe I shouldn't will it to you. She and a few other people know what that means.
From that viewpoint.
Right. To Peter, I will my pictures of my beautiful, blonde-haired, blue-eyed sister, Julie.
Hey, Jamie.
To Monica, I will my hairy muscular legs. To Takeshi, I will my A's in German. And to Mrs. Rast, I will my composition skills so that she can write a book entitled How to Teach U.S. History, so that teachers everywhere can benefit from and use her now famous and well-loved teaching techniques. Okay. I, King Davis, will my comb to Stefan so he can comb his hair more often. My ability in keeping quiet in study hall to George and Johnson.
There you go.
my volleyball skills to Johnny Fawcett so he can be a star on court. My art ability to Peter Shedd so he can become a Picasso.
Dr. Picasso.
My fofaness to Monica Shin so she won't poke people with her bony elbows. My smile to Sherry so she can attract guys instead of flies. My small feet to Diana so she won't step on, in quotes, on others. My beautiful legs to Anita. I will adjust some of my hair to Roger so he won't go bald so soon. My intelligence to Masanao so his report card will look better. My acting ability, Hamlet play, to Takeshi. Okay, I, Victor Deakins of Black Sound Mine, will... to Johnny Fawcett, my running ability to enable him to beat Paca's elementary record. Diana Bell, my eyes and leg muscles to enable her to conquer her boys. To Sherry Hewlett, my legs to enable her to walk on the beach without notice. To Peter Shedd, my 10% Jewish blood to enable him to fill up the banks. To George Rebo, my tardiness ability to enable him to keep up tradition. To Mrs. Rask, my sitting ability in detention to enable her to feel a man's burden. To Roger, my Portuguese ability to speak beautifully and not say anything. To Johnson, my blonde afro to enable him to see and not having problems with his hair on his eyes. To Takeshi, my tan to enable him to have a beautiful tan. I, Carlos DeWeese, of sparing mind and fragile body, will. To Johnny Fawcett, my musical ability and talent so he can become something in his future life. To Shauna Stimson, my flirting and laughing techniques for her to become more popular at Paca. To Anita Sutton, my peanut butter sandwiches and green apples in case she gets, in quotes, hungry during first break. Sherry Hewlett, my running ability for basketball due to the fact that her wobbling slows her down. To Roger, my foul shot average, 8 out of 10. To Masanao, my calmness during a game. To Takeshi, my roller skating ability so that he'll have good reason for falling for girls. I, Lawrence Cole, a broken and mending body, echoing round body, do will the following. Echoing mind.
Echoing sound.
Oh, this is echoing round mind. Okay, echoing sound mind. Do will the following. An empty pop bottle buried beside the kindergarten to Peter for the pop shop. By the way, I think there really is a pop bottle there, if you want to look. To Anita and Johnson, my 33 and a third Crusaders for bus monitoring. Oh, no. To Johnson, my number 5 soccer shirt, as long as he keeps it as bloody and dirty as I did. To Sherry, all my abilities and knowledge of how to jam up typewriters. To Anita, half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. To Bobby Jones, all my soccer techniques, experience, and skills. To Christina, all my typing papers, since she never has any. And my sideburns to Johnson so that he can have something to show. To George, my ability to unplug the school clock during sixth period. All my rock music tapes to Johnny Fawcett. My cast as a prize to whoever breaks the foot of the guy who broke my foot. I, Gina Garmadella, in sound body and almost sound mind, hereby will My abilities to be a creep to Shauna Stimson. My New York accent to Anita Sutton so that she can sound like she's from New York. To Monica, the ability to survive another 2 years at Paco. To Sherry Hewlett, my typing skill. To Diana, my ability to catch balls and hit home runs during a softball game. My Beatle necklace and all my craziness and fanaticness over them to Johnny Fawcett, who I hope a great fan of theirs. To Roger, my great volleyball ability. To Masanao, my ability to be quiet during Portuguese class so that Dona Cristina doesn't have to yell at him. To Peter, my great piano playing ability. To Takeshi, my ability to take pictures and forget to have film in the camera. To Jamie, my famous duck shoes, and hope she will be happy with them. I, Larry Grove, of narrow body and logical mind, do hereby bequeath the following. To Jamie, my wonderful bass voice, so she can sing duets with herself. To Johnson, ability to be serious because he very definitely needs it. To Johnson, my ability to be humorous so he won't become discouraged when he is serious. To Peter, my unexplainable ability to survive in typing class. To George, my nice conventional laugh because he sure needs it. To Stefan, my beard if he'll promise to take good care of it. To Johnny, my superlative kazoo playing skills to enrich him in the area of music. I, Buddy Clausen, will. My height to Masanao so he can't be called short, and also so he can help Peter and Johnson on rebounds for next basketball season. My good health to Johnny so he doesn't have to worry too much about his health. To Anita, I will all the time Shauna wants to give her after June 12th. To Shauna, I will Susie's plane ticket. To Peter, I will my good luck in basketball just as long as he doesn't break my record. To Takeshi, I will my wig. I, Debbie Swatsky, of a sane mind and a stable body, do hereby bequeath the following. All my study halls to Johnson and George so they can continue to entertain the librarian next year as they did to Mrs. Brunell. Now you know what goes on in study halls. My nose flaring ability to Sherry, so she'll never forget how to do it. My great baseball ability to Diana to assist her in getting out. My 17 magazine collection to Bob Jones. My sense of smell is Stefan, so it can follow him wherever he goes. My straight hair to Shauna to help her hair not to stay nice and curled the whole day long. My red pair of pants to Peter to remind him of Gerasone. My hairspray to Sherry so she can pick her hair up or break a piece off whenever she wants. I, Paul Vaughn, of sound body and one-track mind, do leave. My cleats to everybody, because everybody uses them anyway. Alright, this next one is supposed to be taken just as a joke. To Johnny, I leave my centerfold poster of Playboy magazine. To Shauna, I leave all my records and tapes. To Roger, Masanao, Monica, and Takeshi, I leave my ability to speak perfect English. To Anita, I leave the ability to speak good Portuguese. To Roger, I leave my ability to play baseball. To Johnson, Stefan, George, I leave my ability to sing. To Diana, I leave my ability to stay on the right side of the car when dating. To Sherry, I leave all my pants because she's about to bust out of her. To Jamie, I leave my ability to sing James Taylor songs. To Bobby, I leave my ability to sleep in class without being caught. I, Melissa Susan West, being of childlike mind and small body, do hereby bequeath the following. To my darling, bratty, little sister Shauna, I leave her Anita Sutton, with whom she may wrestle with, be a brat to, and a big bully, in order for her not to forget all the good old times we've had together. I also bequeath to her all my love and best wishes. Be a good little girl, sis. If not, big sis will have to swat you. To Anita Sutton, I leave my little bratty, snotty-faced sister. Also, a book on karate to protect yourself from Shauna's powerful blows. I also bequeath to her a year's supply of typing paper so that Mrs. Karat won't count off of her grade. To Jamie McNutt, I leave a little lembranza of me, a nut. I also leave her my great athletic ability, especially in the field of volleyball. I was nominated best bench warmer. What talent! I also leave her a special place in my heart, for she is truly a friend. Thanks for being there. You're special. To Catherine Fawcett, I leave my secret hair formula. 1 gallon of final net hairspray mixed with 1 pint of liqueur, Japanese liqueur.
Plus blue.
And a lacquer, excuse me. And a dab of cement. This is a guarantee formula for keeping hair in place. Believe me, it won't dare move. Apply just before leaving home. It will hold up through all kinds of weather. To my little brother or sister, I leave them my place at Paca. To my little brother Johnson, I leave him a book on How to Be a Better President of Student Council, written by Scott Hewlett, the best president 1979 has ever had. I also leave him plenty of aspirin to take before and after each student council meeting. I also leave him my love and my mascara. I, Ikoko Yamashita, of compact body and sweet and sour mind, do will the following. All my English notes to anybody who wants them, if you promise not to kill me after flunking tests. Respectfully give my ability to play piano to Johnny so that he can at least play the scales. My ability to free throw to Johnson so he won't be able to beat Masanao next year. My fluency in Japanese to all of you so you don't have to say, speak in English anymore. My ability to speak calmly to Anita. My ability to play guitar to Takeshi so he can serenade Kyukoko. My knowledge of English to Roger so he can say something other than stupid.